So once again, I welcome you to the program, As the Sun Sets. My name is Father Emil. It's Wednesday evening. In many places, we've had some rain today. Always very welcome rain. I believe we had a lot of rain in the Free State, places like Vicksburg, where people are being washed out. Anyway, wherever you are, I hope it's very pleasant. And if you're driving and it's raining, please do drive carefully. Lovely to be with you on this Wednesday evening. Thanks for joining me as we pray the evening prayer of the church as the sun sets. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Thank you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Only have faith in me. Alleluia. Psalm 61, a psalm about having peace in God. In God alone is my soul at rest. My help comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress. I stand firm. How long will you all attack one man to break him down, as though he were a tottering wall or a tumbling fence? Their plan is only to destroy. They take pleasure in lies. With their mouth they utter blessing, but in their heart they curse. In God alone be at rest, my soul, for my hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress. I stand firm. In God is my safety and glory, the rock of my strength. Take refuge in God, all you people. Trust Him at all times. Pour out your hearts before Him, for God is our refuge. Common folk are only a breath. Great men, an illusion. Placed in the scales, they rise. They weigh less than a breath. Do not put your trust in oppression, nor vain hopes on plunder. Do not set your heart on riches, even when they increase. For God has said only one thing. Only two do I know. That to God alone belongs power, and to you, Lord, love, and that you repay each man according to his deeds. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Only have faith in me. Alleluia. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let them rejoice in your saving help. Alleluia. Psalm 66. All the peoples will give praise to the Lord. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us His blessing until the ends of the earth revere Him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let them rejoice in your saving help. Alleluia. His majesty covers the heavens. The earth is filled with His praise. Alleluia. The canticle is from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1. Let us give thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. His majesty covers the heavens. The earth is filled with his praise. Alleluia. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 3, verses 16 to 21. Jesus said to Nicodemus, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved. No one who believes in him will be condemned, but whoever refuses to believe is condemned already, because he has refused to believe in the name of God's only Son. And on these grounds is sentence pronounced, that though the light has come into the world, men have shown they prefer darkness to the light, because their deeds were evil. And indeed everybody who does wrong hates the light and avoids it, for fear that his actions should be exposed. But the man who lives by the truth comes out into the light, so that it may be plainly seen that what he does is done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we continue our reflections from the Gospel of John, and we notice that it's in many, many places today, in I don't know how many lines here, when I cast my eyes through the Gospel, I see the word world. And the world is a word that John uses many times. In fact, I believe about 78 times in the Gospel of John do we find the world. And the word world. And it means for everything that is not of God. It's the world in which we live. It's the physical world. It's everything that is not those who don't follow Jesus would be classified in terms of the world. But I don't want to get all bogged down in the world. It's just interesting that St. John often uses the word world as everything that is opposed to God. Everything is opposed to Jesus is classified under this word world. But St. John, remember, as I said yesterday, is talking to people at the end of the first century who were going through a difficult time of rejection. They were despised. They were looked down upon. They were experiencing great difficulties. And so John is writing to them to encourage them. And so he takes out of the life of Jesus what we've heard here today. So it's Jesus talking to us, Jesus saying to Nicodemus. It's also the community at the end of the first century that was having those same kind of problems that Nicodemus and others, the scripture scholars and the Pharisees and the rabbis and so on, would have had with Jesus. But it's the last part of the gospel today that I think is so very meaningful to us. On these grounds, his sentence pronounced that though the light has come into the world, there we go, the world again, people have shown they prefer darkness to the light. And so when we look at our world today, people don't like to come out into the light. They don't want all their dirty washing to appear out in the open. So we hide a lot of things. Whereas if we are really honest and really sincere, we should be living in the light all the time. We should be living in a way which is unreproachable, if I can put it that way. We live in the world where there is just so much bribery and corruption. When we look at the recent impeachment debate in Parliament, for example, how many people out, not just in Parliament, but also in the world, are saying, oh, President Zuma should resign and all that sort of thing. There's so much that is being very cleverly hidden from people so that it doesn't come out into the light. And we're afraid of losing, and people are afraid of losing their good name. And so we hide in the darkness. But God sees through it all. And so we are called upon to be open, honest, transparent, responsible, accountable. Call it what you like. And anything that is not that, I would lump together and put it into that word world that John is so often talking about. People have shown they prefer darkness to the light. In the darkness, they don't want their evil deeds to be brought to light. They prefer the darkness to the light because their deeds were evil. Everybody who does wrong hates the light and avoids it. So I want to pray today that we live by the light, that we live by the truth, that we are never afraid of coming into the light. And of course, if we have done something that we feel ashamed of and that we want to hide in the darkness, let's always remember that we have a God who is a God of love, a God of compassion and mercy and forgiveness. But we need to recognize that we've done wrong, that we have done things in the dark, so to speak, that we have done things which are not in line with truth, and that we honestly say, I have done wrong, and I ask for mercy and forgiveness. And there we must be generous in showing that love and mercy and forgiveness. So that's my little thought for this evening as we listen to Jesus talking to Nicodemus, the Gospel of John, John writing to his people at the end of the first century, encouraging them to live in the light, to live the truth, and not to be ashamed. So let us take courage from Jesus, let's take courage from John and those early Christians at the end of the first century, and let's never be afraid of living in the light. And may the Lord give us the grace and the strength always to live in the light, always to live in truth. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The one who lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be plainly seen that what he does is done in God. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The man who lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be plainly seen that what he does is done in God. Alleluia. In Christ, who was raised from the dead, the Father has opened for us the way to eternal life. Let us pray to him, save your people through the victory of Christ. God of our fathers, in the resurrection you glorified your Son. Grant us true repentance that we may walk in newness of life. You have brought us to Christ, the shepherd and guardian of our souls. Keep us faithful to him under the guidance of our pastors. From the Jewish people you chose Christ's first disciples. Show the children of Israel that your promises are fulfilled. Remember the orphans, the widows, and the homeless of our world. Your Son has reconciled people with God. Do not abandon them now. You called Stephen to yourself as he bore witness to Jesus. Welcome the faithful departed who have loved and desired you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Year by year, Lord, we recall the mystery of Easter, the mystery which restored us to our lost dignity and brought the hope of resurrection. Grant that we may possess eternally in love what we now worship in faith. And we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. Absolutely magnificent, and a slight applause there for the Red Army Choir and the orchestra singing for us. That very, very beautiful chorus of the Hebrew slaves from Nabucco. Why not? A beautiful piece of music to end our evening prayer. Bit of a grey day today in Johannesburg, but I trust you've enjoyed just spending the last half hour with me. It's always lovely just having this time with you at the end of the day, and I know that so many of you listening truly appreciate this time of prayer, and that warms my heart to know that you love listening and you enjoy what I bring you in this half hour. In a minute or so, we're going to be having in a few seconds, we'll have the Angelus followed by the Rosary. And so from me, Father Emil, for now, enjoy your evening, good night, and God bless.